Good afternoon, it's 4:45. I'm Gary Pitts for WKMS News. The Hopkins County Madisonville Library has dealt with funding issues for a number of years, especially since structural problems forced them to move from their downtown location in 2009 to the Park Plaza Mall in Madisonville. They are now moving again to a smaller location in the mall to make room for a shoe store, and the move has refocused attention on the need for a steady source of funding. I'm joined by Hopkins County Judge Executive Donnie Carroll. Judge Carroll, what's going on with the library?
What's come up is the fact that we don't have a library taxing district like a lot of the counties do. And so their source of funding to operate is through donations by the county and the city. And there's no monies available for a continuation, I guess, as far as resources. So they have to rely completely on what the county, the city gives them. One of the magistrates presented a letter in court asking a committee be formed to investigate ways to put them on a continuing resource of finances without having a library tax, and trying to figure out a different way that this can be done.
So this committee is trying to avoid the need for a library tax.
Yes, sir.
Why is it such a big deal to avoid the tax?
One of the things that happens is that when a library tax is created, the reporting of the library tax then is taken from the county, and it's moved to the Department of Libraries and Archives, and it becomes under the state. And local officials then have no input as to who serves on the board are the amount of taxes that it raises.
Now, the committee that's being formed, how's it going to be made up?
Now, what we'll do is do a cross-section of different areas of the county and business people and others, and have them come together and see probably anywhere from 7 to 10 people, and see if they can think of different ways or may fund it without the tax district.
How much money does it take to fund the library for a year?
Right now, the county donates $272,000, and then the city of Madisonville donates $100,000 last time. I think they've said $125,000 this year. And then I think each city, like Dawson, gives some money towards the library.
But with those funds that are being donated by the cities and the county, they're still coming up short.
Yeah, most of it's going to salaries. They don't have the money to be a continuing source like they'd like to be, where they could seek grants and all that type of things they're saying.
The building downtown that's being renovated, are there cost estimates as to how much it would cost to get it to the point where the library can move back in there?
Well, one portion of it is they're saying it's $600,000. They have two facilities right next door to each other. And so the renovation to one of the buildings is, they say, $600,000 according to their architect.
What about the other one?
It would be a lot more expensive because it's a larger facility.
So we're talking well over $1 million.
I would say, one to two anyway.
Have you guys looked into grants to try and fund that restoration?
Yes, sir. No, so far they haven't found any that they can do, and they're trying to look at ways that they may borrow money, but since they have no steady income, it's kind of hard to even get money that they could borrow, to do this.
Are there any specific further plans or ideas that anybody that might be a prospective committee member or anything like that might have come up with thus far to try and reduce costs or increase funding?
No, this was just done at our last court meeting, and we have to come up with a committee now by our next court meeting, which is the 5th of June, I believe that's right.
So we're just getting started on this?
Yes, sir. This was just requested that on Tuesday this week.
Do you think that the county and the cities are in any danger of just losing the library altogether?
I don't think so, but, it's a continuous problem, as far as them wanting to develop areas and all without a continued source of funding. So it's something that, that generates problems for them and everybody else, because there's only so much money that the county could donate and the cities could donate.
Judge Executive Donnie Carroll, thanks for talking with me.
Yeah, good to talk to you.